Before we begin class, we're going to have a separate session just on how do we understand the stories. We ended last class with a bunch of stories. An angel of death meeting up with Rav Yeshua ben Levi. What does that mean? So we have to know, when we discuss Midrashim and stories, that just like when we speak about the Torah, there are levels of understanding. Shat, Remez, Drush, Sod. The acronym for that is Pardes. Pardes in Hebrew means an orchard. Pardes stands for Pshat, the simple understanding. Remez, the illusion. Drush, the derivation. Sod, the secret. By the same token, when we speak about the oral tradition, there are levels. And our sages, when they wanted to give over the secrets, the deep secrets that we have on tradition about how God runs the world, they encased those traditions with stories. So that the common folk who would come to their lectures would sit and hear a fantastic story about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and the angel of death. And the rabbis who knew how to decode the stories understood the message when it came to the depths, the secrets of the Torah that was being given over. So when we hear these stories, we could listen to them and say, wow, what a beautiful story, that's fascinating. And accept it on the level of 3-year-olds or 5-year-olds. When I tell it to my son, so I say it the same way I said it here. But what I should have introduced the story with is that these stories, when we hear them, we have to know that there's much more depth to the stories. We'll still learn that story about how they were traveling in a ship at sea, and then they got off the ship, and they camped, and they started making a bonfire, and suddenly the island started moving, and they realized they were on this fantastically huge fish, and each one grabbed, and they tried to hold on, and everyone sunk aside from Rabba Bar Bar Chana. And of course, it didn't really happen. So what's the story? What are they telling us in the story? So that, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will still discuss. When we have more time, we add to our classes two other classes. Starting later this week or next week, we begin each class with two shorter classes. One is short halachos of between man and his fellow man, and the other is a story. We have to familiarize ourselves with the stories, but that being that this first week we're spending so much time in introductions, I'm not doing it yet this week. Next week we'll do that, or maybe Friday we'll start with that. But we have to know when we hear these stories, there are levels of understanding. We're going to learn about how we blow shofar and it scares the wits out of the Satan on Rosh Hashanah. Whoop-dee-doo, the Satan must be so stupid. Every year we can blow the shofar and scare the wits out of him, right? Okay, well, if you understand it on a 5-year-old level, so that's what it means. But we're not 5-year-olds, so we have to know there's more depth. We don't always know what that depth is. Maimonides writes in his commentary on Mishnah, and Maimonides was 18 years old, he wrote a commentary in Arabic for the common folk on the Mishnah, and it was translated to Hebrew. And in his introduction to the 10th chapter in Sanhedrin, in Tractate Sanhedrin, Maimonides writes, there are people who hear the fantastic stories of the sages and say, if the sages said it, they're right, it's exactly the way they said it, and no different. There are people who say, the sages said it, and they didn't know what they were talking about. He said, the first one's a fool, the second one's an apostate. You can't take what our sages say and say, that's what they meant, that's what it means. He says, people try to honor our sages by saying, if they said it, it's true, that's exactly the way the world is. If our sages said, lightning stems from two clouds, crashing into one another, you take it literally, you say that's why there's lightning, and end of the story. Our sages say there's a solar eclipse because of X and Y, and a lunar eclipse because of Z and A, so that's why. But we know how to forecast. Maimonides knew how to forecast solar and lunar eclipses. So what did our sages mean? They didn't mean literally, you know, when X or Y happens, then you have a solar eclipse. So we have to know that there are deeper understandings. Be'ezrat Hashem, those of you who come to the Shabbos morning class early in the morning at my house, we'll get to the Maharal's explanation, the Maharal in Deir HaGola. Through the year, we will see different examples and different understandings, insights that our sages gave to us as to how we are to understand. The Rambam says, what is the balanced way to approach the fantastic stories our sages told us? The balanced way is that you say, I know our sages were smart. I know they knew what they were talking about. And I also know that I don't understand what they were saying. It's not that I'll take it at face value and say the literal understanding that I have, that must be right. Then I'm making fools of them. What I say is, I know they knew what they were talking about. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't understand it. But they knew what they were talking about. They were talking truth. That doesn't mean I know what truth they were saying. So when I quote these stories, I do it primarily to give you a picture, sometimes to give a message about Jewish morality, and sometimes to keep you awake during class. But my point is not to take the stories at literal face value. How do we know which stories are literal and which aren't? That's a good question. That's a different discussion. We have many classes on the web that have dealt with it. So if you're all curious about it, you could ask the question on a Thursday night when we have open session, and then we'll try to deal with it another time. If you want to know ahead of time, go to the website, go to the question and answer section, and you'll find that answered many times. Yeah? The Rambam says it ends up making the sages into fools, and the Rambam's son, Rabbi Avram, the son of the Rambam, he took it a step further. In a letter that he wrote, he said that what happens when a person takes what our sages said at face value and says, this is true, he reaches a point where he equates it with the tenets of our faith, which it really is not. And then what happens is, they prove to him that he's wrong. They tell him, well, an airplane goes in the sky and goes into the cloud and it doesn't crash. And we know that clouds go into one another and they don't cause lightning. Now what are you going to do? So he says, once a person has equated this with the tenets of the faith, when he dumps this, he'll dump the tenets of the faith as well. So it's never good to be a fool. It's more important to be balanced and know what we do understand, what we don't understand, have the proper respect for the sages. At the same time, we have to know that there are things they said that we don't yet understand. Bezrat Hashem will learn more, we'll understand more. There's a tremendous amount of work, of commentary, depth, that has been written on the Midrash, slowly. Today I just want us to frequent ourselves with the Midrashim. One of my goals, the reason we have a class in which we recount the stories, is so that when you will have five-year-old children, you'll tell them these stories. This is part of what your children will grow up on, the wonderful stories of our sages, and a lot of them have very simple, good messages. But we also have to know that there's more depth. We can't stay at a five-year-old level. Yeah?
How did you learn this back in the day before they were told to count?
Okay. These were oral speeches that were given. If you still have this question in 2 weeks, we'll discuss it then. I assume in your classes with Rav Orna Levi and Rav Siegel, you'll cover this. I just can't give it justice in 1 minute. So if you have the question, ask it not this Thursday, next time we have Thursday night. Okay? Okay.